If you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
Stuff.biz.
All right. Bah humbug, back to business as usual.
Hello and welcome to the free edition of the Daily Showa on the rightstuff.biz. If you're hearing this message, it's because you're not subscribed. And we need you to join our ranks and support our programming as we are 100% listener funded. There are no advertisers, there are no mega donors, there is just you, the listener, keeping us in business. So navigate to therightstuff.biz/paywall, where you can use your credit card, yes, credit card, for instant access with auto-recurring charges monthly, quarterly, every 6 months, or every year. Alternatively, we also offer cryptocurrency payments, as well as money orders paid by mail. So thank you for listening. Enjoy the first half of the show on therightstuff.biz.
It's the new year. I guess happy new year. A day that has no cosmic significance whatsoever. Well, it's like, well, Black Science Man. That's the day that we all throw out our calendars.
This is the good stuff, the right stuff.
But we actually don't do that anymore. That's when the number changes, the big number changes on your digital calendar that you don't have to throw out or buy a new one of. So,
Jewish apocalypse.
So we're here. It is one year closer to Israel's destruction. So that's a good thing. Unless you're a rightoid, then that's like your worst nightmare, and you have to go into overdrive yelling about Somalian daycare centers. What's up?
I was going to say, should I actually do my annual like saying Neil deGrasse Tyson is wrong, and in fact, it does have cosmic significance?
Because
literally when the rotation of the thing around the is at a particular point that's different.
Yeah, but this isn't a new year. That's not until February the 17th.
Well, God.
According to what kind of revanche?
Chinese.
Oh, the Chinese.
Yeah. They're just wrong. They're like actually objectively
wrong about this. No, China's are superior in every way. You're right. Yeah, they're going to crush our navy. Our navy's going to be sunk to the bottom.
Our shipbuilding overlords who actually build ships.
Shipbuilding overlords. Hold on. Before we forget, Taproot, as promised.
Yes,
we're delivered. I've delivered the Taproot. This is the only song I don't even remember
what this is. I have no idea what this is going to sound like. This is Taproot. because before the show, we were talking about stump grinding.
Stump grinding.
And someone said the word Taproot.
I didn't even know there was a band called Taproot.
This is the band.
It's Breakfast at Tiffany's, isn't it?
That sounds like every other song.
About Breakfast at Tiffany's, he said, All right. It's Octane Core.
It sounds like every other song.
All right, here we go.
It's Octane Core.
We're bringing them back. We are bringing them back. Steer year.
It's very nice tones. Those are some
this
thick.
This is steer year.
Those are some thick dual rectifier tones. Oh, God. It's
so I'm seeing, like, that's really gay singing. So I'm seeing a lot of 90s. Hell's dear.
Well, this is aughts, I believe. This is the 90s, is it?
Oh, yeah.
Is this aughts? This is
like just on the other side of the 90s. Yeah.
He's got what?
Well, he had like the.
This is how the vocal is going to be the whole time?
Yeah. Yeah. It is.
It's very disappointing.
This could have been better with different vocals.
It sounds like he's sleeping. It's like you need like now go away. Like that has to happen for this to be a good song. You can't be like you have to be like you're fucking gay. Like do some like go. I need some Godsmack going on here. I need some kind of inarticulate yelling.
Or even over that kind of
oh my god, dude.
That kind of a riff. Like you could have like something like Billy Joe singing like in kind of a silly way or whatever. That's not gay, but still isn't like.
Oh, rate this butt rock song. Day 16, Taproot. That was. I don't hate it. It's just like, yo, you need to have a little more.
All right, this is not a good butt rock. You can't have... Why is Ace of Spades on there? All right, you got Puddle of Mud.
Puddle of Mud, definitely. Yeah, Stank, absolutely.
Motley Crue. I mean, that's yeah. You can't go with... That's hair metal. Sum 41 is butt rock.
Oh, God, Hinder.
Van Halen, no. Evanescence, Papa Roach, Trapped, 3 Days Grace, Stain, Kendrick. Hinder. Hey, I don't know.
Seether
and Gods, but yeah. I are Red Road! Yay! Red Road! That shit is so good.
I forgot about Tantric.
Godsmack is so funny. I love that shit so much.
Hold on. I haven't heard that song in probably 20 years. Have you ever heard Breakdown?
Tantric? I don't think I know that. I don't know
I don't
at all.
Know anybody.
Prepare, prepare yourself.
All right. I'm going to see if I can look at Tantric Breakdown. Tantric, am I just going to get a bunch of like mental health stuff? Okay. No, I got your link.
No, I got your link. I got you right here. Here you go. Here's the song.
I think that's the one I have, but I'll click on it anyway. We'll go with you. This is going to be horrible. This is how we start the new year watching.
Early Hots Butt Rock.
Oh, yeah, boy. I hate it already. This is like, oh my God. This is the intro that's just like, yes, we actually do know how to play guitar. Oh my God, look at his hair. Oh my God, look at his hair.
Look at that douchebag.
Looks at that douchebag. Oh my God. Oh my God!
That's Scott Stapp's younger brother.
It's Days of the New Creed.
But the funny thing is, you're right. It is because that's the guy from Days of the New.
Oh, it is. Okay, I thought it was just a really bad rip. Okay, I didn't know he had another band. Because Days of the New, he like ran that into the ground. That's a.
Like, it's so generic, man.
All of Days of the New plus a new vocalist, because their vocalist split that is on stuff, so that's the Days of the New Band.
Days of the Jew.
Oh, wait, so this is the Days of the New Band, and that's a different vocalist?
Yes.
Okay, so you got it backwards. Yes. I thought that was the Days of the New guy. Yes. But so they got a Days of the New impersonator to be in their new Days of the New.
Yeah, the new vocalist.
Yeah, because he fired his whole band. And he has a second, and I accidentally bought the album after he fired the band on CD, and it sucks.
Yeah, what the fuck is this?
It's like, where's the, where's all the drop the acoustic guitar weirdness that needed the story? I don't know. Puddle.
Yeah, no, I love that first album they had. It's great. Good time.
Yeah, I like that one too. It's like, oh, it's this new Alice in Chains thing. Oh, it's somebody imitating them again. Just like the new Godsmack. It's like, oh man, Alice in Chains got really heavy. Oh, that's not Alice in Chains. That's Godsmack.
That's the name of an Alice in Chains song, though.
Mm-hmm. I think there
How
were
did they get away with that?
Well, you can just do that. You can start a band called Master of Puppets. There's nobody's going to like you. Well, I guess maybe.
Well, it's funny talking about generic names and IPs and stuff, because like we were talking about the Doomsday thing.
Yes.
And it's funny, because DC has a big Doomsday villain.
I know.
And that's right. They have a villain named Doomsday.
Yeah, you're probably like me. When you saw that, you were like, wait, is this DC? What? Mm-hmm. Doomsday?
Also, they also have a villain named Steppenwolf, so who sues who in that situation? Right. Like the band
I think
or the...
Doomsday was a big villain. Doomsday's the guy that killed Superman, and it turned out he was, genetically grown from Kryptonian DNA or something.
Oh,
he's
bioengineered, so he's like food from Walmart. Yeah.
Right, because in the story initially, like he just crashes to Earth and starts destroying everything. And Superman just tries to stop him and ends up dying. And so,
can we make fun of bioengineered foods for a second? Just for a second, just the Rightoids that get
there's like
down.
Tilapia, fake tilapia, and chili.
Well, there's that, but they just changed the verbiage on like food labels, and like Rightoids started to notice. So they're all mad that like contains bioengineered food ingredients, and I'm just like. What is that? Because remember Frankenfoods? They should just put on the labels, contains Frankenfoods. Just to like mock them. Like that should be the FDA. But it's like...
What they should put on the label is like, this food isn't dangerous. You should stop eating so much of it and getting fat, you retard.
Right.
Like it's that's really like, what...
If it's... I don't even think it's like bioengineered ingredients that are the problem. Like these, at least that's still natural. Like what are the non-bio, what are the just engineered things? Like what chemical is in this that's making you not good?
Dude,
like,
I don't even buy that. Like the thing that makes people fat is the fucking corn syrup and everything. Yeah. And that's not even that it's like corn syrup is particularly bad for you. It's just that it's in everything because it's an easy industrial process and it makes it easier to mass produce food the way we do. So, and it tastes good. So people just eat a ton of food. Like, I don't think there's any poison in any of the food. Like, I think that that's all, like, this is just, it's just superstition.
Well, I know if there really was poison in the food, RFK Jr. would be doing something about it, and he's not. So I guess it's fine, because the poison in our food warrior crusader is the Secretary of Health. He's a Maha, and he hasn't done anything. So everything must be fine because he's there. Nothing's happening.
What's that guy's name? You should put like David Wood in the Department of Health.
Who's David Wood?
Not David Wood. No, David Wood is that
David Farina?
David. David. Who's the raw food guy?
You know, you want to hear something crazy?
Oh, you mean like the Liver King?
He's like a raw food guru. David Avocado. He should put David Avocado, that fucking crazy Jew, that crazy raw food Jew who's like only ever.
I was thinking,
like,
no, we'll put Nick Avocado. Vegetables. We'll put Nick Avocado. Avocado.
Put Nick Avocado and David Avocado. Yeah.
But did you know? Did you know that the Chevrolet Corvette is the reason there's so many microplastics in foods?
Like, because when they crash and the pieces of fiberglass go everywhere. And...
This is a crazy story, right?
To recycle it.
So in the 1980s, they created this thing called the C4 Corvette, and they used a manufacturing technique called sheet molding compound to create these kind of composite panels.
Okay.
And that technology was used by the food service industry, by places like Panera Bread.
Oh.
It was basically, it was a way to have like a container that you could put a bunch of food into and reheat it. And the technology was derived from what they were using on this particular Corvette.
And so really like,
funny. It's like Chevrolet creating yet another disaster.
So they're like, cool. So now these microplastics can melt into your food, and that's a good thing, I guess. I don't know.
I thought that was a really funny connection. It's like between the automotive industry.
Oh, you're back. You're back. Yeah, that's funny. Which is like industrial processes, just like, yeah, everything's great. But it's I just like bioengineering. Like, I think if you go out and you like breed some plants, you just did bioengineering.
Mm.
Or it goes right along with like the whole like mRNA vaccines are changing your DNA. It's like, no, they're not. That's not what that means. But they just go with it anyway. Frankenfoods! Because people used to, I remember that's been going on for like 30 years, Frankenfoods.
Yeah, let's like, be real though. Your DNA's not that great. You don't need to be worried about your DNA.
You're really concerned. It's like,
come on. Your DNA is pretty trash. Don't worry,
you'll still be trash.
Don't worry
in the morning.
So much about it. It's like worrying about it. Like,
you still have birth defects and
that's even meaner than occurred to me. Wow, yeah, you'll be the same creek shitter tomorrow after you eat the bioengineered French fries. Don't worry, you're fine.
Your genetics are all fucked up anyway. Don't worry about it.
Do you have your vaccines though, so you don't die? But yeah, it goes along with like mRNA.
That's
like,
the only keeping you alive because you're genetic.
People used to say that, like, if you eat like this bioengineered corn, like, what's that going to do to your DNA? I'm just like, I don't think I don't think what I eat does anything to my DNA.
It doesn't. It's not going to do anything.
It degrades. It degrades when you get old. Yeah, as you age.
But like, you degrade food when you put it in your stomach and subject it to a pH environment of like less than 2.
Yeah, I don't think it's like a. Like, imagine if you could just like ingest different DNA strands and like change yourself. Like, we would be harnessing that.
We will. People would be like everybody be like a cow, and like you'd be a mix of a chicken and a cow.
Like, how easy would looksmaxing be if that's all it was? Like, instead of like
you wouldn't have to
smash your face with a hammer anymore. You wouldn't have to be hammer smashed face anymore. You could just take a jawline pill.
Don't let the furry community get a hold of that.
Yeah, right. They wouldn't have to wear costumes. Anyone remembers that callback? Costumes from Opie Anthony. They wouldn't have to be like, well, what's more embarrassing, wearing a costume or actually like growing a tail and being a fag?
They would argue that public sex is okay because they're barnyard animals.
But that would argue for like, we need to buy a barn.
They would. Don't they already do that? I'm pretty sure they do.
They could argue that, but you just have to argue back. That's the problem. Like, no.
Well, you could argue back. Well, you're in season now, and I've got my 30-odd-6.
You just have to argue anything. Just like, well, okay, but we're not going to do that because you don't have barnyard animals like having sex like in the public space. So like, you don't get to either.
Yeah, they're in the barnyard, which is not public.
Yeah, which is not public. Like, that's generally
private. And if anybody's visiting like the petting zoo or the zoo or the barn, and you see animals humping, everyone's kind of like weirdly embarrassed and they try not to look like.
Those two monkeys are killing
each other. When you do come across a scene where you do see megafauna, you see large mammals like having sex, You're like, ah. I really kind of wish I didn't see that.
This faggot was bioengineered.
Yeah.
Bioengineered faggots. Oh, man. I don't know how we got here. Oh, it was Taproot.
I blame Taproot.
So what do you actually want to do?
Well,
what are we going to talk about?
I have no theories. I'm going to start a problem right now, which is going to be very funny.
Okay.
I have no theory on what caused the fire in the Swiss bar. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I trust them that it was not a terrorist attack.
I saw that it was a candle. I saw like a candle ignited drop ceiling or something, which I find a little bit far-fetched, but which unlike, because I'm not a rightoid, I immediately was like, so Jews did it with a menorah? But like no one would ever like no one would ever accuse like Jews of doing a terror attack right. Like that. Like what kind of Muslim blew up what in there? It's like, well, I'm looking for like what kind of Jew used a menorah, like if it was a candle, was it 9 candles? I mean, I know that holiday is technically over, but that doesn't stop like the Jews.
They're saying sparklers.
Turkey?
What about sparklers snake? Lit the ceiling
and sparklers.
That, yeah. But look, I don't know.
The good stuff. Snakes and sparklers.
Yeah. I do not know. It does seem that this is like a horrible thing that happened to these people, and I don't know. I can't really discern, or I have no way to gauge what really happened.
I'm happy to see that like it didn't really take off, because there were. Yeah. I believe I bookmarked one where people. Yeah, here's one. So this is an account called Qatari Deep State.
Okay, there you go. That's definitely some Jew.
Tweets this man's face. I mean, is that raw egg nationalist with
that
a,
is
it is right? Okay, so this was a joke.
Is this
right,
a satire funny. Account?
I yeah, can't that tell. Could be. The perpetrator is okay. Oh, it's Abu Beta. That's Eggman, right? All right, so the whole thing was a joke. Okay, good.
Yeah. No, I was, because it's funny, because I was, I didn't really go on social media the last couple of days very much, really at all, maybe like one tweet or something like that, but I just didn't feel like it, and I did see the headline about this tragedy in Switzerland, and I was like, I guarantee you there's rightoids out there who are saying that it was definitely Muslims, and the libtarded Europeans are covering for them and lying, and but there really isn't any reason to think that.
So this account... This is a Jew account, of course. It says catastrophe, 40 dead, 100 plus injured, an explosion inside a bar in Switzerland, seemingly targeting New Year's Eve celebrations. The West cannot go on like this, broken heart. So I guess using that picture of, I didn't realize that was the father of eggs when I saw it. I didn't recognize him until just now. I'm sitting at a nice...
The egg father?
Yeah, the egg father, sitting in front of a nice...
Speaking of that,
is egg father the one initially saying this? Was he initially trying to do this?
No, it looks like people were mocking the normies for... Normgroid, Jews for trying to push this. So a Jew tried to push this and it didn't work.
I guess. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, that's the other thing is so much... stuff that you see that is like attributed to rightoids is ultimately being, and it, some things catch, some things don't, you know, this did not, unlike the ceiling in that bar, this meme did not catch. Sorry. But, yeah. So I don't know. It's just something bad that happened. There's really, sometimes that just happens. You don't have a, like, that was just the,
I mean, you know,
weird.
Give it time.
Switzerland is a weird place.
It
for
only
that to
happened
happen,
what, like less than 48 hours ago. Like maybe they could spin something up a few days. I mean, you know, Candace Owens waited a few days before starting like the Charlie Kirk offensive with the and that's now caught fire. Like Milo is now doing that. Like all these people, all these like conservative, like all these like sort of outside of the mainstream conservative movement people are running with that really hard, and there's a lot of people that just are going with it, and that has legs and that has some staying power, because that's what people want to escape from real life and believe like exciting lies. So that's
the great thing about it is also people really don't like Erica Kirk. Like that's another thing.
Oh god,
there's something else going on with that. Is they really do not like her. She is weird and off-putting looking, and she's not a good
I think maybe on some level maybe the normies have picked up on the fact that there appears to have been some sort of grooming going on with like Erica Kirk. She's like 7 years older. The Charlie Kirk.
Right.
Something weird.
Yeah, it's weird, but it's like, you know, I don't know, man.
That's a red flag with all of her connections and her family and all of that, and her like basically being kind of like the manager for this guy. I don't know. That's
it could also just mean nothing.
Yeah, that's what I'm just like,
and I'm that's where I usually stand. It means nothing. To me it means nothing. Because
It doesn't. I'm not. Yeah, I don't think that there's
it's,
any.
It's right wing politics. So to me, I'm gonna have like right. the most aggressive.
Even if this is true, like she, let's say she saw this guy as like an up and coming guy in the conservative movement and targeted him for like, you know, decided to go after him, and that's just still like something that's not that. Like, what are you gonna do with that? Who cares?
I married him. But, I married a younger man so I could have three children with him and then assassinate him. Like, I just don't see that as that's.
Well, no, story. I don't think she assassinated him. Absolutely not. But I think it's still sort of like a Sharon Osbourne situation.
Well, that's part of the. I mean, that's part of the war that we're doing. Is like
right.
That but Erica Erica is in on having him killed so she can take his spot. I'm just like, I mean, like that is the silly. Father of her child. I just like for me, like I look at Charlie Kirk's stupid face. I listen to what a dork he is. It's like, okay, he married a girl 7 years older than him because.
Because he could, yeah. Because
that
although, happened. By the time, unlike Nick Fuentes, though, at least Charlie Kirk married somebody.
Right. Thanks for enjoying the free first half of the Daily Showa on therightstuff.biz. You're missing half the show, and if you want to hear the rest of it and support our efforts, please navigate to therightstuff.biz/paywall, where you can sign up for a monthly, quarterly, six-monthly, or annual subscription using your credit card for instant access, cryptocurrency for almost instant access, and money orders paid by mail. We appreciate your support and thank you for listening.
Because he wasn't gay.
Right.
But I knew you wasn't gay.
Yeah, right.
What happened? But the thing is, it's like...
Where's my cursor?
This is the better
point.
I knew
he wasn't gay.
There we go.
This is sort of the better point. And of course, Milo is doing it because Milo is just actually trying to get back on board with something. And he's not... He can't create anymore. Milo cannot create. He's always been only a force of destruction. So he can only imitate and copy. And, you know, saying... He said for years he was Jewish. I don't know whatever happened to that. But or what the truth of that was. I don't really care. But the funny thing is, the right wing is such a shit show that the people, you know, there's all these people that are like on the outs and like now none of them have any principle, right?
Right.
Whether on the inside or on the outside, like there's no principles to any of this. So it's just like they're all happy to jump on this and do this because, I mean, Milo knows that this is bullshit. He's a fucking
very Everyone knows person. It's bullshit.
Yeah, but it's the thing that people want. So I don't know. I wonder how long that's going to last. I mean, how long can that grift last? At some point, it's going to get old.
What, the conspiracy theory about Charlie Kirk? It's going to last forever because
it's going to last forever. But how long is it going to be something that people want to actively discuss? You know what I mean?
It'll just be one of those things that comes up from time to time eventually.
Yeah, it'll eventually be like 9/11 truth. Like it's just in the background, right? But like people aren't going to be actively really debating it and discussing it. It'll be like, there'll also just be an assumption. That's the other thing. It's going to just be ingrained as
part of the lore of the right is that Israel, for some reason, killed its best, like, youth spokesperson.
Yeah. Well, I feel like they've moved away from that almost. It was just like TPUSA themselves did it for why? No obvious reasons. But
yeah, those are the two competing.
Yeah, and it's because people...
The idea that TPUSA... The idea that TPUSA killed their... It is the most absurd, because it's like...
Yeah.
What are they have nothing now. They have nothing but, like, the creepy wife. Then the creepy wife thing is, like, a desperate attempt to keep the bit going.
And you saw the AmFest was, like, a shit show where they were, like, just throwing barbs at each other, Tucker and Shapiro.
They made a lot of money, though. They've made a lot of money since... Yeah. But they make a lot of money anyway... They just made a whole bunch of money right in the aftermath of his killing because him being killed was a massive like thing that people then there was an outpouring. But it's like if they hadn't killed him, they still would have just been making a bunch of money as years go by.
Yeah.
It's just there was no sign of it going under.
Year over year, long term, it would have been more profitable to keep Charlie Kirk alive if that's what you were interested in.
So the idea that that's just Candace fucking with them for some reason because she's mad because she got kicked out of the club, really. So being kicked out of the club means like, all right, well, I'll do these dumb things you're not supposed to talk about. I'll do some weird anti-Semitism stuff that doesn't actually work, but it all does is piss those people off and shove it in their face. And so now I'll get back at them with that.
I feel like trying to analyze why the rightoid does these things, it becomes fruitless. Like, just know
the rightoid. The rightoid is on a subconscious level aware of their absolute powerlessness, that no one wants to hear their stuff. Like, You do not gather people to write Toyism. They people that just you're just sort of like there, and you like it because it makes you feel like in that moment you have the power. When you say this thing that's obvious, when you lie about situations, circumstances, and you're like, you suddenly have power for a moment amongst the people that also want that lie to be true. You can make infographics, you can make spurious references to Wikipedia articles and underline all the text you want. It's all just lies. And it's fun for you to do that, because what can never come true is you can never have an actual real-world effect on politics, on the regime, on what's going on in culture. You're always going to be the outcast yelling the dumb thing that you made up and hoping someone like starts telling that lie along with you for fun. It's just...
Yeah.
That's all it is. It's just
and
fun.
Since these people because had TV's no bad. Scruples...
If television, was better, with, if television was better, maybe they would have something to do other than that. They could have fake make-believe stories with the Marvel Universe, but instead they'll just do like a... They could do like real-time speculative fiction is what they do instead. That's what it is. It's real-time speculative
fiction. It's funny, though. I was reading some pulp science fiction the other day, and it occurred to me, because in the book, right, they had some conspiracy theory stuff happening, but the conspiracy theories presented by the author in this book were far more believable than the conspiracy theories that I see floating around the political discourse.
Yeah. Right.
Conspiracy theories have fallen off in recent years.
They're just stupid. They're just dumb. They've
always been pretty dumb. But like they're getting more dumb now. The only possible rejoinder to that would be, well, they always were like this. It's just that there are ones that you don't know about because they died off a long time ago.
They're so dumb they didn't survive. Yeah. A survivorship bias with the fucking conspiracy theories. Yeah, it's entirely possible.
Right, because there could be like that. We think it's so stupid, but then in 20 years, no one's going to know about some of the really dumb ones. Right.
Also, like information velocity is increased. Like stuff comes to the surface faster.
The internet,
because it's not just like it's not just like print stuff and like bad radio shows. It's like the internet is right there all the time, and there's people doing it.
Well, flat Earth is an example. Like that would never have come back if not for the internet.
Yeah, that was totally dead.
It's like they brought it back, and there's like a bunch of people doing it, and it's so bad and it's so dumb. But yeah, I don't know. I just find it tiresome at this point. Like I'm just like, oh my god.
It's the dog that finally caught the car and it's being wrapped around the axle. It's kind of gross to look at. Just, oh. Well, that's ugly.
They still speak as if they're out of power, but their guy's in power. And the guy who's in power that makes us feel out of power is the guy you have to support. It's a very strange like dynamic they have to strike, which makes me think like, this is just on Twitter and it's not anywhere else because it doesn't matter.
For the most part, yeah.
Like I don't know.
And if you see commentary about Twitter anywhere else, whether it's on the internet or in real life, it's always just that fucking shithole. Like nobody wants to. People just like understand that it's just like
all right. So a I mean,
terrible ghetto.
I just googled Trump approval rating because we need like some real world. Like it says, as of late December 2025, President Donald Trump's overall job approval rating stood at 36%.
That's pretty low.
So. I mean, because that answers the question in my head, like, all right, how many people out there that aren't doing Twitter all the time think he's doing a good job? How many people are dissatisfied? Like, it's impossible to know, like, what do people really think about this thing? Because you would think going on Twitter that everyone's mad, but they're still behind him 100%. I don't know. Let's see, his all-time low was 34 in January 2021. So.
Yeah, I wonder why. But I don't, I don't know. I don't even really see.
He claimed on Truth Social that his real approval rating is 64%. God, he's such a fucking asshole.
See, the kind of people that believe that are the kind of people that are still making up that like 30 some odd percent, right? That will just believe that. Like he just says, and it's so fake. It's so dumb. And the thing he said this morning about Iran, that's not helping matters. Like, you know, nobody wants to hear that shit.
Oh, because he said about Iran, basically like, there's like a, I guess that's what we should actually talk about. There's like a CIA Mossad like going on inside of Iran that basically has lost steam and is being dealt with.
It's petered out. It's petering out.
It's like it doesn't have any popular support. Like you can't start riots
You can start riots, but you can't, like, and a riot's easy to start. It's hard to finish, right? Let's, like, get some Bulbasaur going on here. It's like, it's, you can start the riot, you can start some violence going, but if you don't have a population that wants to do what that riot is intended for, it's going to peter out. And that's what happened in Iran.
Like, right.
No, like, one wants to, no one actually hates the regime there.
There were protests over the economic conditions. And I don't know if those were organic. I don't think any of it was organic, but it did seem to attract at least a small number of normies in Iran who were like, okay, yeah, things are too expensive and I'm mad.
Right.
But then as soon as the so-called protesters seemed actually to be forming organized armed bands and trying to raid police stations for weapons and, like, take them over and then engage in, like, shootouts with the police, like, leaving people dead, then normies are like, oh, yeah, well, I'm not going to
get me. Yeah, I'm not going to get shot.
I don't want anything to do with this. This is troublemaking, right?
Yeah.
And so that's now what it is. So if there's a protest that pops up, everybody is like, those are troublemakers. We don't want anything to do with that. So even anybody who wanted to do a real protest over economic conditions now wouldn't do it because it's now associated with just an obvious terror attack that's going on and that the government is mopping up. And, and they're doing shit like... It's very funny. One thing I was seeing about some of the stuff I was seeing that they were doing. So, okay, for example, one thing they did, there was a group about 20 or so, like a couple days ago, a day or two ago, where they had an Iranian cop, and they were beating the shit out of him, right? They'd isolated him, and they were just beating the shit out of him and kicking him and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so the secret police, so-called the, I don't know if it was the Basij, there's something called the Basij, B-A-S-I-J, which is... Read Basij, that's sort of like a volunteer militia to defend the Islamic Republic. And then there's the Revolutionary Guard and then there's Secret Service and such like that, right? So they've got a few different things. Eventually the security services, the actual guys that do the thing, right? They found the guys that beat up the cop and they all shot them in the ankles.
Oh.
They're like, well, you use that to kick a police officer. So now you're going to get shot in the foot. And there was a video of them like screaming and crying about it, but it's like, well, I don't know. It seems fair to me, you know? And, you could say like, okay, that's kind of brutal and we wouldn't do that here. It's like, well, here
we shoot to kill here.
The people mobbing
shoot
on that cop would have
officer.
No. Well, that's the thing. If you had 20 people had a cop down beating the shit, they would be shot.
They'd be dead.
Like it wouldn't even get to that. You wouldn't even get to that point because the officer himself would draw and shoot you and then backup would arrive and like it would just be over.
Right.
So
then he'd get fired and sued later when the Jews and the niggers got involved. But as it stands, like that's going to happen. Anybody trying to
I see a lot of posts of people who are like, do you know a police officer or a security officer in Iran isn't exactly a wealthy person either. So like people attacking them, like, what are you even doing?
Well, I was just entertained by the moral preening that like, good healthy states don't do that. Like, shut the fuck up. Like, aren't you the same guy?
Aren't you
talking about the 2020 election as a fraud still? Like get the fuck out of
here.
Yeah.
Right.
Tell me about your authoritarian state and what it does and what it doesn't. You're just a fucking Israel shill. Shut up.
There's no government. Well, also, what does Israel do?
You're right.
You know what I mean? So like, there's no government that
tolerates... What Israel does is what's necessary to defend itself as right to exist. And everything it does is awesome.
All right, well, that's fine. But that's also how the Iranians look at their government, too.
Yeah, but they're the Iranians. It's a third world country.
Like, but then the people attacking them, those are third worlders,
no!
too.
Nuh-uh. It's just, you know.
Yeah. It's like, that's the thing. It's like, as soon as you saw, the weird thing about, like, the BLM thing was that the fact that organized gangs took over police stations, like, didn't make other people, like, wander away from it. They were kind of like, oh, this is cool. Because that's what's going on now. There's not even any pretense that there's, like, protests anymore. And the Jews that are trying to say there are, they're just showing video from years earlier. They're showing lots of video from 2022. They're showing older videos, or they're showing videos from like day one when there was actually some amount, although only in the few thousands of people that were actually protesting. Now you're having basically like armed gangs of like 50 guys go and trying to like do, they're basically just terrorist gangs. Like they're insurrectionists. They're rebels. They, you know what I mean? And the government is just putting them down. So it's like, and it's not working, and they're getting, and some people, it was funny, is they're actually being pretty merciful to some of them. So what they do, like I saw this one video on the Middle East Spectator this morning where there was this dude, some Iranian youth was on his social media, like, we're going to all go meet here and we're going to be a big protest. And this time it's war. And then it's like a few moments later and he's there, like he's got his head is shaved and he's like, I apologize for my terrible actions. They just arrested him. And so they're not going to shoot his ankle. They're not going to hurt him. They're just like, all right, we're shaving your head and we're going to make you do a humiliating, like we're going to make you do a humiliating display. You're going to have to do a credibility diminishing display now. And so it's just, you know, but yeah, I think that, the other thing about this is that it's like, this has happened before and the Jews have done these like attempts to do gay ops and they've actually gotten bigger protest movements in Iran going before than they do now, which is interesting because the economic conditions are pretty bad there right now. And they also have something which is not the government's fault at all, but they had a major drought all year. And so they actually got big snow over the over the last few days, a big huge snowfall. So they were very happy about that.
Yeah.
But look, I mean, they're not going to be able to take the government out with this. Like, you're not going to be able to do this.
People don't want the government taken.
And the Jews on Twitter,
like, it's hard to believe, like, but it's like people that follow this is like, believe it or not, there are people that don't want Western Jewish American influence. They actually don't want to live that way. They don't just haven't been exposed to it and don't know what it's like and wish they could. It's like, no, they don't want it. They're like, fuck you, get out of here. And when in these movements to change that are all just Jewish CIA Mossad run, it's all fake. It's all gay ops. It's like you send some ISIS people in to pretend they want to not wear hijabs. It's like, shut the fuck up. It's all lies. So you have like those. So you have the martial law around the country because they've put the little gay ops down. And yeah.
Yeah,
and the martial law solves the mass protest problem, which means people don't really want it.
Right. Here's an example of the kind of rhetoric they're trying to use, and this is the funny thing is this is all going on in Twitter in English.
Right.
So somebody says, okay. So this guy Elon Mizrahi, that's a Jewish name. Mm-hmm.
Elon Mizrahi.
Wow, he's basically saying like what's funny is about this Elon Mizrahi guy. Oh, he's saying ex-Israel anti-Zionist Arab Jew. So he's like he's basically saying like don't Iranians like you're getting gay opt if you're doing this thing because he's probably himself believing there's actually something going on. Anyway, so somebody says this type of discourse is an insult to Iranian people. It's Iran's right to determine their fate in their own hands outside of your geopolitical games and victory of one group over another, to gaslight someone that is struggling to make ends meet, that has to pick between saving enough for rent, enough to bring food to the table that night for their family. But talking about colonization and imperialism is exactly what... Now, the guy didn't say anything about colonization and imperialism. It is the absolute right of Iranians to protest their government without repression. But it's like, okay, but this is like a fucking focus grouped message. Itself, right? And then other people are responding to it like this is something bullshit. It's sort of like I understand, like Iran is like the economic problems there are pretty bad, and this is actually kind of it's ultimately how they got Syria, but they haven't been able to get Iran with this. But they're trying to whip up people, and they're trying to counter the obvious next claim, which is like, okay, but this is a Western Jewish Israeli gay op.
You listen to this. I have this in New York Times. Your protests by women and men, young people and students, mothers and fathers are justified. Gil Gamliel, Israel's Minister of Innovation, Science, Technology, said in a video posted on X Thursday, Israel is with you and we support you in every way possible. Yeah, more ways than you think. It's like, fuck.
He shouldn't say that. That actually is bad because, see, the problem is that people who are living in Iran and want to go out and are like, man, this economy sucks. I want to do something. I'm going to protest or something. They don't want to be siding with Israel. It's not popular. Even like the libtards in Iran, like the liberal students, they're like pro-Palestinian. They don't like Israel. Like the number of people, like the people that actually in Iran that are like, we like Israel and we want the Shah back is like, the number of people that they're actually just like cutting checks to. It's just not a real thing. Yeah, like there is an actual faction of sort of like libtards that don't like the Islamic regime, right? But they're not like glazing. They're not like Israel. They don't like love Israel. And so it's just like, this is also just, it's silly to, I hate to say it, but like this whole thing of like, oh, the poor Iranian has this right to protest, or it's like, okay, it's fine. But like that doesn't matter. Right. Frankly, it doesn't, the poor person in Iran who's like that legitimately is unhappy with the circumstance and wants to go protest, he's not actually changing anything. He actually doesn't have any agency. I'm sorry to say. Like, there is no actual agency there, and this is a gayop. Like, Iran is getting gayop.
Right.
And I'm assuming this Ilan Mizrahi guy, who is some, like, weird leftist, anti-Zionist Jew or something like that, anti-imperialist, he's committed to that narrative. He's probably getting gaslit because he's looking at all the stuff Jews are saying. They're just lying. Like, it's actually not really that big of a thing anymore. It's kind of dying out. But yeah, there's that whole thing of like, and I remember that, this was something that neocons would do in the days of the, lead up to the Iraq war as well, is when people would, when lefties would go out, and this is why I like the Jewish.
Hi, hope you're enjoying the show. therightstuff.biz/paywall. Subscribe and hear the rest of it. You're only getting half the show. We take credit cards, cryptocurrency, and money orders by mail.
Sandwich on these things always makes the rhetoric stupid. They would go out and they would talk about the colonialism, imperialism, all that shit, right? Which wasn't actually even relevant to this. Mm-hmm. They would go and talk all that shit, and then you'd get the conservative who wanted the war, who would try and like turn around on them by owning them on that premise, being like, well, you actually don't care about the actual struggling Iraqi who's living under dictatorship and all these things, because you're more interested in this sort of grand narrative that normal people don't give a shit about, right? It's like, well, the problem is the war in Iraq is part of a grand political narrative, and it's being, decisions are being made by powerful people, and it does not actually give a shit about said Iraqi who might be fed up with Saddam Hussein or not, you know, like none of that.
That's Iraqi all, is going to get hit by an errant JDAM somewhere and he's going to be dead if the war happens.
Or like his whole life will be torn apart by the government collapsing and rioting and looting ISIS, all this shit that happened. Like it's not, I'm sorry, but like this appeal to the little people not caring about these grand lefty, big imperial. The way you have to criticize the narratives on the grounds that they're just like they themselves are wrong. Those narratives themselves are wrong. But if you're supporting the thing, don't pretend to be doing it from the perspective of like the clueless normie in the other country, because that person is just going to be a victim, whatever they think.
Just be against what Israel wants.
That person has no more agency than
if Israel and America want something, just be against it. That's the best thing to do. Like I'm right. You know, I'm against Ukraine. I'm against. I'm against Israel. I want Iran to have a strong, prosperous.
But you know what I mean? This is also a thing. Ukraine is another example of this. Like when we would talk about why we weren't supporting the Ukrainians and because of the way everything was positioned, then the argument would be, well, what about the normal person in Ukraine who's just seeing his country invaded?
That's not my fault. That's the Jews' fault. That's NATO's fault. That's America. Right. America's doing that. America caused the invasion, and America is making these people go fight for it when they have no right to that land and they have no way to beat Russia. They should just surrender the land to Russia and make them happy. They should just appease Russia.
But
like appeasement as like a principle being bad is like, it's a World War II myth. That's like a big bad Hitler coming to come. You know, it's like, fuck you. Like, no, give Russia back its land and none of this would have been happening. All these poor Ukrainians would still be alive. If not for that.
Right.
It was Jewish NATO's policy to get all those people killed.
Right.
It's not Russia running around conscripting people by force in the Ukrainian streets who don't want to go and having them go die in the front lines. That's Ukraine and NATO doing it. So.
And that's why, but there's always this thing that happens with like the people that want to justify an intervention where they take the sort of the, like the sort of clash of narrative thing going on with the politics of it. Say someone's like considers themselves like a leftist or a right or whatever, for whatever reason, their ideological opposition to the thing, right?
Yeah.
And then they're like, well, look at you, easy for you to say sitting pretty, but what about the actual person who can't think about these grand things and is in the country? I'm like, well, that person is just a victim because either way, the decisions here are not, they're not being made based on that person's individual agency or that person's dissatisfaction or satisfaction. They are being made by political actors for political reasons, for ideological reasons, for geostrategic reasons, etc. This is not made because the average Ukrainian has like the right to be free of Russian domination. That is not what any, this has to do with anything. So appealing to that when the United States isn't acting on that reason, Israel's not acting on that reason, Jews aren't acting on that reason. Same within Iran. Like the Iranian that doesn't like the Islamic Republic and wants better economic conditions, like he's just going to be a victim. Like he's not making decisions. So stop appealing to him to undermine people critiquing the actual sort of political thing going on. You know what I mean? That's what's so annoying. And even if like, people critiquing it are wrong.
And let's not forget that the economic problems that are causing these like are from Western sanctions. Yeah, unlawful, exactly. Evil, international law breaking, just economic sanctions. Basically just like ransom and fucking. It's just evil. It's an act, basically a pussy act of war because you don't want to actually go fight a war with Iran. Right. So you cripple their economy. And then finally, like a consequence happened that caused some protests. Like let's not sit here and pretend like this is happening in a vacuum just on the natural cause and effect of the Iranian regime existing. It's like, no, Uncle C-Sam and fucking Israel are doing this to fucking Iran. Then that's the real injustice and that's the fucking, that's the atrocity, that's the war crime. So fuck you. So how about the poor Iranian in that fucking bubble?
They do the sanctions to generate this kind of stuff. That's the entire point.
It's the old like government causes problems looking solution. So you cause the poor like Iranian so that you could do the solution by invading Iran and changing its regime. It's like fuck you. And anyone arguing from that, it's like it's just the same old thing. To argue for Israel and America's position on anything, you have to pretend that history started on a day like way later than it actually did.
We also have to pretend like you're not arguing, like you're arguing on behalf of something different. It reminds me very much of the arguments in favor of the average person in Europe who's like supporting Tommy Robinson or something like that. Like, well, you can't really blame them. I mean, like things are this way, that. No, yes, they are. But like,
I blame whoever I want to blame.
First, but it's sort of like, it's like you don't get it though. Like the reasons, like people, when we criticize the anti-Islam thing because of the role it's playing politically before Jews and everything, and people come to us like, well, you have to understand why people, like, I understand why anybody would be anything. I understand why an Iranian would be mad at his government. I understand why a Ukrainian wouldn't want to be invaded by Russia. I understand why a European would hate Muslims. I understand all that. It doesn't mean that person is the one that anything is being done for. You know, that individual person with that opinion or that viewpoint, like, he's not making any decisions and none of this is being done for him on his behalf or with his interests in mind. It is only an excuse for the interests of Jews, so stop doing it. You know, like, oh, what about the Iranians have the right to, fine, they have a right to, but who's, no one's even fucking disputing that. You know what I mean? It's like, It's again, but I also think people are getting gaslit that like there's going to be a revolution any minute, because if you were looking at like Niall Berg and shit like that on Twitter, you would think, yeah, the government's going to collapse like any minute. And I don't think this is like a serious situation where I was convinced that like the government was actually putting the terrorists down and we just weren't seeing it. And that very quickly I started being like, this doesn't actually seem to be happening. Like they're just like every day. It's like another city. Like, yeah, they get, it's like, don't worry. The real line is at the next city. The real line is at the next city. It's like, I don't know, dude. The real line should have been at the first city. That's where it was before. You know, the real line was at the first city until it wasn't. And now it just keeps collapsing backward and backward and back. Oh God. Assad is in a jet going through Russia.
I just assume, I assume Alex knows what this is. This meme here.
Oh my God.
Every shot from the Stranger Things finale looks like this. Is that Papa Roach? Is that a Papa Roach
video? Are you kidding? It's not Papa Roach.
What is it?
It's Linkin Park.
Oh, it was Linkin Park.
So is that the group we just looked at before?
Same fucking thing. Same thing.
No, not even.
Not really. Not
Linkin
really.
Linkin Park and Papa Roach.
Not at all.
I'm just going to call it
the two groups I can't tell apart.
I'm just
going to
call
like
it Linkin Park and Roach. Linkin Park and Roach. That's what I'm going to call it. Same thing to me. Like,
oh, no.
They both have
no,
a singer and a rapper, and I hate it, right?
What?
Like, what do you want me to do?
I think Papa Roach has a rapper. I don't remember them having a rapper.
They don't have a rap guy. Or maybe is the same guy do the singing and the rapping? Like, you have a multi instrumentalist there? Anyway, that's really funny.
What was the name of the fucking guy? He eventually committed suicide. He was the singer, and then they got the Asian guy who does
Chester.
Rapping.
Chester. It's not Chester Chaz. My name is Chester.
Yeah, Chester Bennington. That's who I was trying to. That's not Chester Bennington. That's the Asian.
Yeah.
That's the Japanese guy.
And then there's Stranger Things shots in the background. Like, there's side-by-side comparison.
That's fucking funny.
Fucking hysterical.
Okay, this is very funny. this is funny.
What do you got?
This is a solid tweet.
What do you got?
I can't believe you confused Linkin
Park. This is a visual guy.
It's not so much that I can confuse. It's that I don't care. Because they both suck.
I don't like either band, but I know the difference.
I don't know. I saw a 2000s guy with 2000s spiky hair, and it could have been either band. I don't know.
Well, here's that same guy cropped up again as an Iranian. Here's that same guy.
That's right.
It's like
Iranians hate the regime. The Iranians who hate the regime, and it's like a guy in a dress. And
it's the same guy though. It's the same guy from the previous meme. I know I'm joking, but it just looks like him.
Well, I was just trying to explain for the audience that it's a guy dressed up as a tranny and he's watering flowers. And it's
he's got on high heels and a skirt.
Yeah,
he's like a fae. It's just like that's exactly. I mean. Yeah, and
that's what's so funny is like, Rightoids, do you support like a regime change that would empower that guy? Because that's what you look like. They're gonna get truned. You're gonna get truned out. Like, I hate.
They do every time. Yep. They do every time, and in fact, it's not even like they're getting tricked. Like, they actively say, like, one of the main grievances of the right wing against Islam is that it's mean to gay people. Like, that is a top. That is like number one on the list of things they're mad about. Yeah.
Yeah, I see people that complain about tranny stuff all the time, but then they're also like making fun of Iran and supporting their over. That's just like, and because it's the right, it makes no sense. Everything is every contradiction is compartmentalized mentally so that they don't need it at that moment, and they'll just cowardly say whatever they need to say in the moment to like push whatever it is they're pushing in that moment. So you're not. It's like Ghostbusters debating. I was like, we can't cross the streams here. It's like, I'm talking about the Iranian regime being bad. Like, we can't talk about troons right now. We can't talk about that eventually getting trooned out. You know, it's a reveal. Like, you know, we can't say, like, repeal the 19th Amendment. Also, women's rights in Iran, please. Like, what?
Yeah, I mean, people can do whatever they want if they want to say that, but yeah, there is a problem with consistency there. But this was the same thing with you know, with like Ukraine, where I was trying to tell people in that case, it felt a little bit more like close to home because of the connections and personal things that went on there with like, you know, people in the alt-right, white nationalist, whatever, knowing and having connections back to Ukraine. And therefore there was this huge fight. In my case, it was always like, again, that Nazi guy, that like black metal hooligan who became a Nazi soldier, is not the one running this thing. That guy is a victim of this thing. The guy is being used, and a lot of those people are now dead because of this thing. Because of the gay, Jewish, Western, like the fucking machinations are happening. So when you appeal to like, well, just what would you do? The normie guy, the normie black metal hooligan become Nazi Azov soldier, right? Such a normie thing to be, right? But nonetheless, they're not making any decisions. They're not making the decisions. The decisions are being made, and people that were vigorously arguing on behalf of them, you know, it's just an unfortunate. The whole thing shouldn't have fucking happened because it was a Jewish gay up from the beginning. Like, yeah. But
I remember when I first heard about Kiev and that whole thing, I was like, why am I felt like the only person that was bothered by the idea that there was one city, one country in the whole world where you could go have big like National Socialist Black Metal festivals and no one would bother you. Like anywhere else you want to throw NSBM shows, you have to do it in secret. You have to do it. You have to do it the way that you did NJP meetings, where it's like,
yeah,
you can have your ticket, and we'll tell you that. We'll tell you that morning where the venue is, because anywhere else you try to have National Socialist Black Metal shows, either the venues, the people are going to be harassing the venue and getting it shut down. They're going to be finding your vehicle, and they're going to be vandalizing. It's like people just like will go to, you know, just leftoids in the metal scene even. We'll go through whatever it takes to stop your show from happening. But it's like the only place that doesn't happen, Ukraine.
Yeah.
And there's all these bands from Ukraine that were doing Nationals Black. And I was like, doesn't it bother anyone besides me? Like, why are they letting that happen there? You think
well,
that
you know what's funny?
Is that country really just based, or is something else going on here? And look, lo and behold, all those people were funneled into a meat grinder and killed.
But the thing is, I don't know much about it, but I think that it was probably happening before Maidan as well, because like, there was a whole scene there. I mean, it didn't just suddenly, oh my God, there's like 300,000 available bodies for this thing. Like, there was a scene before. Now, you can go back and start talking about Operation Gladio.
I was going to say, like, banderism?
Those roots go. Yeah. No, but I'm just saying, like, there was the social scene of the black metal scene in Ukraine was always big. It was big in 2013, which is before the coup. Like, it was still there. I mean, it got much bigger. It got global. It became a destination point for people all over the world.
That I don't know. I'm only aware of it after the fact, where there was all these bands all over the place.
I can't imagine it was just invented out of nothing in 2014. I don't think so, because why then, when the Maidan thing happened, did we see people with their Celtic cross flags and with their various edgy flags? Suddenly they were just there. Like, they had existed before. I mean, they must have, but the thing is, but then also there's a whole Gladio thing and all that stuff, right? But I don't know. I'm just tired of like the bullshit, and it's such a bullshit Jewish argument to tell me, like, if I'm criticizing America, Israel, the foreign policy machinations, and I'm also telling you what's going to happen. The other thing is, like, I am going to tell you what is going to happen to Ukraine. Now, Ukraine is going to lose. They have already lost. Okay, they are about to lose all of Donbass. It is about to be over. They're going to lose Zaporizhia next. They're probably going to lose Odessa, and they're probably going to lose Dnipropetrovsk. And maybe then the Russians will stop at the Dnieper River, because after that, like, and leave Western Ukraine as a rump state. And you know what's going to happen to Western Ukraine? It is going to become a dependent state that is going to be just sucking up aid from the EU and from America. And they are going to, because they have lost a large amount of people. A lot of them are dead, wounded, or refugees, and they don't want to go back. Like many Ukrainian refugees that flew to other Western countries, America and Europe, they don't want to go back. They're not leaving Western Europe or the United States to go back to a fucking poor shithole. You know, they're not going to do that. What are they going to do? Well, they're going to bring in a bunch of fucking niggers and Indians really quickly in order to bring back any semblance of an economy there. I'm just telling you what's going to happen, and you can be angry, but under the fucking banner of like either actual swastikas or weird, like changed up, but not really swastikas that we just made up, you know, and then, or under like the red and black flag, or whether under the Azov flag that Wolf Sangle, or whether under the Celtic cross or whatever it is, you're going to have a rump state filled with niggers. And the reason is because you fought for Jews. I'm sorry to say, that's just what's going to happen. And I would be happy to be wrong, but I'm not going to be wrong. And I suspect everybody knows at this point that I'm not going to be wrong as well. So, yeah.
No, that doesn't stop anybody making more stuff up.
Then they're like, well, I just actually want to then just go and get killed in that fight. Like, all right, well, I mean,
I don't want anybody else to get killed in it. That's
nobody should stupid. Be getting killed for that.
No, absolutely not.
And a lot of people have been, and it sucks.
Huh. Yeah. So was it like when that war started? I remember it was like it was like no more Jim Bro wars. It wasn't like no more brother wars, because it's like you have like the Jim Bro scene in both, because it's the same fucking people. Like, they are the culture, like the same. You have these grug Jim Bros in Russia and Ukraine that are like the same, and it's like no more Jim Bro wars, bro. For particularly not for fucking Shlomo, but yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so Alex just got up to I was gonna read the tweet he sent me here, and now he's gone.
Yeah.
What do we do? I don't know. I remember when that war started. I was like bewildered. I remember oh man, this is really fucking sad. Like this is just like this is an all white people war. This is a brother war. This sucks. Mm-hmm. And
it was Jim Crow war.
Yeah. Well, I don't remember.
Like,
that
it's dance. Like That's it's funny, like no but. More. No more like no more chud. Yeah. No more Chud Jack wars. Like, you know, like chuds are warring on each other. Yeah. Like, yeah. Nah, dude, it does suck.
I mean, you have to grow out of that too. Like, that's also like, this is part of like white nationalist politics being so shitty is like, you have to move past the white people's, like you can't be a it's white. Like it's just childish when you're talking about something as white people. It's like, okay, we understand like race is a thing here, but obviously if you have two groups of white people killing each other, there's something more to it than that. So stop talking about it.
Yes,
if it's
just that. That's the other thing is like,
but just, what they came up with is no, like, oh, these are like Mongol, like mixed race brown people. It's like, it's not.
That's just, so, that's a lie. So like, that
I just,
is a lie.
I just don't want to talk to you anymore because like, I just don't need that. And I'm not going to convince you.
That's kind of, what you're getting at there is kind of what my point was too, is that like making the emotional appeal to the little guy as a way to try and dampen like ideological critiques of the regime starting the war, instigating the chaos and creating the mess. You're just lying because you're using this bullshit. Like, I'm for the little guy. Don't you care about the little guy who doesn't care about your highfalutin politics?
Well, I was just
like,
more concerned with
highfalutin politics are creating the war.
I was just more concerned with like when you invoke like you're enjoying what you're hearing. Please visit therightstuff.biz/paywall to sign up for a paid subscription and hear the other half of the show Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, as well as Mic Check on Thursday nights and Painovich and Boscovich on Tuesdays. therightstuff.biz/paywall. Whiteness, like you need to do a better argument than that. That just reminds me of all kinds of like people, because essentially, in my experience,
it's a variation of the same argument.
People that invoke their whiteness or my whiteness or people's whiteness in a discussion, generally, they're trying to tell me something really stupid, and they're frustrated that I'm not interested.
Yeah, they want to.
I'm shutting it down. They're like, "How dare you not listen to another white man?" I was like, "Well, because you have to be better than
me." Well, you're not listening to me.
Well, no, it's not even that. It's just like, no, you are listening to me, but it's like, I don't need to listen to anybody. And if all you've got is I'm white, it's like, well, then you don't have an argument because I'm also white. We're all white here. It's fine. Like, that doesn't mean.
Right. If everyone in the argument is white, when you appeal to white as the reason for your side, like, that's bullshit.
I've never had to in one of my making a point try to appeal to like I'm white though. It's like no, I have better arguments than that. I'm not a child. I'm not a little baby that says like you know like his like listen to like racism's not about skin color. There's way more to it than that. And debating like ideas and like especially when we're talking about anti-Semitism has nothing to do with the color. Like I don't know.
Well, my thing is the whole like appealing to the white guy from the white nationalist perspective on that Ukraine thing is just a variation on that same argument, right? It's because and you see it deployed all the time to defend like the machinations of the United States of Zog, because the countries that they target, there's always going to be some problem or another in that country, right? And it's like, okay, so, but like what? Do we not have high food prices here in America? Like, do we not like this country is so perfect. First of all, like that's also kind of even a bullshit thing because it's like, I'm not even talking about us being perfect. Even if we were, we wouldn't have the right to do this shit. But like, it's just, I just get so tired of that argument. Like this appeal to the little guy. And then there's like the variation on the theme is the appeal to the little white guy. You know, when it's like, that's not that little white guy isn't the agent. Yes, he's not. Which is exactly what that person was critiquing. This guy, David Miller, who's like this big, he's like an anti-Zionist British professor who's actually just an anti-Semitic at this point. Because he also goes and attacks the idea of like Jews in the Palestine movement and such. And he was attacking some people who were making this kind of argument and saying, your argument from personal agency is going to get everyone in your fucking country killed. You know what I mean? Like, and he's right. Like he says, this kind of agency nonsense is the favorite line of agencies around the world when they're instigating regime change, coups targeting populations they have put under severe material pressure for decades. No one has agency, but everyone has the potential for agency. The only real and meaningful agency in the world is when one is engaged in the struggle against the permanent hegemonic empire in the world, Pax Judaica. That is the lesson of Gaza. This guy is actually gone. This guy, it's funny because everyone talking about this guy as a leftist. Man, the British people want to shut this guy down so hard. The British government wants to shut this guy down so hard. Insofar as you are not engaged in that struggle, you have no agency at all. You are nothing but a slave to the whims of a Jewish imperialist project which wants to put your daughters on OnlyFans. And this guy sounds like us. This is a leftist British professor. He's like the convergence here. This is exactly what those people were complaining about that we talked about the last show. Oh, no, leftoids. Yeah, guess what?
Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, you're welcome, rightoid. You could just say thanks. to put your daughters on OnlyFans and turn your sons into prancing, preening popinjays consumed by self-obsessions. Look at Saudi Arabia under Mohammed bin Salman for how that goes. You can say, as many Iranians do, 14 million of them were naive or suicidal enough to vote for a Pezeshkian, that you are content to give up your genuine agency for bread and circuses like many billions of people around the world, and it's all too much to bear. But don't pretend it's some grand struggle for freedom. It's the path to monocultural neoliberal barbarism, which Iran's capitalist oligarchs want to impose upon you in collaboration with the Jewish empire. The Americans and the Europeans, whose corporations will forever destroy whatever little is left of your culture after decades of, wow, okay, Rafsanjani's decay. I don't know. I've heard the name Rafsanjani, but I don't know what he means by that. This guy's a little too big brain for me. But that's a great fucking rant.
Yeah.
The only thing, he kind of ruined it with that very hyper-specific jargon at the end. But like, yeah.
That's all.
But no, there's nothing there I disagree with.
It's left-coded.
Well, but he's also like,
it's left-coded in third world.
It's literally correct person coded.
Well, that is to say left-coded, because they're more correct. I mean, nothing right-coded is correct anymore.
Well, this is still a minority, just to be clear terms of, this guy's not a libtard, okay?
Oh, yes, he is.
Yeah.
Of course he's a libtard. He's against regime change and overthrowing Iran for Jews. That makes you a libtard, and you're owned. I mean, it's just what, this is the excuse that these people come up with. Like, oh, it's libtard stuff. You're going to be so owned when Israel wins and kills everyone, and I'm just...
I see. I see what it is. He's saying Rafsanjani, I knew I'd heard the name before. He was a president of Iran from 1989 to 1997, and he was sort of like the... Because there's a thing in Iran, and I guess it's ever since him, although that was briefly different when Raisi was president, who's got died in the helicopter crash, which was probably Jews a few years ago. And Ahmadinejad was also a departure from this. That they have like the clerics, which are like the guardians of the state. Then you have a president who typically is some kind of libtard.
Right.
Apparently this Rafsanjani guy was the one and advocates engagement with the West and such like that. But Mahmoud Pezeshkian has like been, he was mugged by reality. So he now just talks all kinds of shit on the saint. He talks just like the clerics now. But anyway.
That's how that usually happens with Iranian presidents, from what I understand, is like they come in as reformists and they're like, oh my God.
Right.
they all get mugged by reality for some reason.
Right. Well, because they realize that, oh yeah, the idea that this country, because it would be easy to maybe take the opinion, all right, so they're always saying that the country is under threat from this evil Western plot by the Americans and the Jews and the Israelis to take us out and destroy us. And yeah, they're just using that to cover their own ass, these corrupt old clerics and these old men sitting there just sucking up the wealth of the country and dictating everything else. That's just bullshit. And then you get in power and you're like, oh no, they're actually right.
Yeah. Well, it's just like Hitler. Whoops. The Jews are just a scapegoat. It's like, what if they're actually to blame?
Then you become president and Israel just starts reigning, like just tries to assassinate the whole government. It's like, whoopsie. Yeah.
So, McNabb, I mentioned Hitler, you brought this like moron McIntyre tweet to the table here.
Yeah, moron McIntyre.
Moron McIntyre talking about Moldbug, Curtis Yarv, and I just like, it's just mind meltingly like I'd rather kill myself, but this is a show, so.
The Rubicon Energy is gone, and Edmund officials are likely to face mass prosecution alongside prominent.
Curtis Yarvin, so Moron McIntyre is like Curtis Yarvin is explains that the Trump administration has settled into govern when it should have leaned heavily into regime change.
Now the Rubicon energy is gone. Administration officials are likely to face mass prosecution alongside prominent supporters. It's supposed to be like right wing like oppression fantasy. Like, you're gonna oppress me, aren't you? Pinch my nipples while you put me in jail for treason. You know, it's like that old South Park with and Rubicon. I think regime change. They mean the like within like the deep state. I think I saw about this. Like the Trump administration has dropped the ball on changing its own deep state regime, which is just like. It's like, it's one thing if I read this from a dumb right to it, but like it's Curtis Yarbrough. Like, wow, that is a really well-crafted lie that they can all pass around and chew on. Like, oh, we just had, like, you know, the Trump administration, they had it in the palm of their hands and they let the Rubicon energy just fritter away while they played around with Epstein. Let's see. And Rubicon energy is hard to turn back on, okay? Far harder than
the kid. I got
Rubicon energy is hard to start and easy to finish.
We're talking about Jeep Rubicon energy.
No.
Oh.
Jeep Rubicon energy actually is hard to turn on.
Aren't we more like we want a Jeep Liberty, I thought. Rubicon energy is hard to turn back on, you know? Far harder than to kindle in the first place. The only thing that might do it now is some kind of very sharp conflict or crisis.
There's very sharp conflicts and crises going on all the time.
Once it loses either house in the midterms, 80% probability, as I write, the administration is permanently on the defensive at this point.
So they've just accepted that. They've accepted it now that they're going to lose in the midterms.
Yeah.
Well, Trump is already over. I'm just going to say this. Like, it was over from the beginning, but it's now more over than it's ever really been.
Now they're out there publicly saying that. Like, we're done.
Well, they're trying to rekindle the energy with the Minnesota stuff, with the Somalians doing the welfare fraud or whatever the hell it was. I've seen Twitter. I don't know what it means in the real world. People see that and they resent, but like, I don't know how you take a scandal like that that's happening on your guy's watch and turn that into more excitement for your guy. I see influencers trying to push that, like,
it's only going
to
last.
I see influencers trying to push that the Trump administration and everybody, they're going to come down on this hard. And then I'm seeing so many replies like, you have no idea the nothing I'm about to unleash. I'm seeing so many cynical replies, but yeah, you're not going to
shoot. People aren't buying it.
I don't know, but they're desperately trying to recapture.
Even if he did, like, let's say Trump put all those bulb heads in jail, then what?
Literally nothing else changes.
Is that going to make housing prices more affordable? No. Is that going to create jobs?
No, the mass die-off from the COVID vaccine is going to bring housing prices down. Why hasn't it happened yet? Why didn't that happen? That was an ingenious plan to bring down housing prices, the mass die-off from the COVID vaccine. It didn't. How come the mRNA didn't change people's DNA into dead? Like, the mRNA, it changes housing prices. But it didn't work.
You know, housing price vaccine.
Let's see. If the GOP loses the next presidential election, Trump will spend the rest of his life in court or in jail. No, he won't. This will also be true of all prominent Trump supporters, opponents, and donors. I hope so, but I doubt it. This will be an all-you-can-eat barbecue of fully funded lawfare and endless fawning PRs. I mean, I wish a nigga would. Every Democratic prosecutor in the country will find a way to do her part in cleaning up the ruins of Trumpism. Again, I wish a nigga would. That is, rounding up and bayoneting the defeated veterans. I mean, I would love nothing more than like to have like Captain Dreamer extradited from wherever the fuck he lives in Canada.
These people are giving themselves way too much.
I know. It's because that's the illusion that there's a revolution happening here. But it's just not there. And this is just Moldbug lying to you.
This is also just you. This is him being like, everything is over. It's done. I can't pretend anymore, but at least let's pretend that it was a fight and we were like brave warriors in a fight. No, you were on an online app posting dumb shit.
Mm-hmm. The American red states will be treated like the Scottish Highlands after 1745.
That's also just not really true.
Also, I just like throw in that like historical reference that like everyone has to go look up.
Yeah, pretend like I know.
What does he mean by that?
Or, the better one would be like, exactly what he means.
Yeah, you're totally right. That's good. Right on the nose, Moldog. It's awesome.
Because I know about that. Yeah, I definitely know about that. But then you could also.
You don't even know the historical. How can you even understand politics or what I'm talking about if you didn't get that right off the top of your head? Like, that's the other illusion. Like, if you're reading that and you're skeptical, but you don't know that reference, like, that means everything you think is invalid because you don't know what historical event he's pulling from, and I don't care.
But it's also like
I exaggerate.
Slavery. Well, you could also say like, oh, it's going to be like Reconstruction, except it's not. It's not going to be like that. Reconstruction happened. It's over. You have been reconstructed. You are reconstructed. America is reconstructed. Like, it is done. Like, they will not do that. That idea is also there to reify the red versus blue thing, which is doesn't in reality ever manifest itself in that way. It manifests itself in rhetoric and in Trump saying something like, I'm going to starve blue cities of money, but he never actually ends up managing to do it because the thing is a machine that continues to work regardless.
And he taco back down from sending the National Guard to three cities over the holiday. Like, I think it was on New Year's Eve. He backed down.
Yep. He tacoed on sending the National Guard to liberal cities.
It was LA, Chicago, and another one. I can't remember the third. But we're going to send him to New Orleans though. I guess they're sending the National Guard to New Orleans. So,
what's going on there?
I don't know. Fat Tuesday. I mean, we're just sending the National Guard there. So you'd be like, see, he's sending the National Guard places to do National Guardy things.
I know some people who have been. No, it doesn't matter.
At the end of this little bit here, he throws some shade on the administration. So I want to finish that. It's December, a year after the election, and making America great again turns out to mean the 50-year mortgage. You know, a strong GDP print. You know, whatever, the new golden age. So that's interesting. So you're acknowledging the total failure of MAGA, and then saying that like we really need to win the midterms and the next president so that we don't all get thrown in jail for this. Well, you deserve to be thrown in jail for this failure.
Is that
this giant lie? Just
got their favorite part, though. The American Red States will be treated like the Scottish Highlands after 1745.
I don't know how they were treated. Is that the William Wallace thing?
That's like, you mean we've kind of always been treated
that way? You mean after Braveheart? Yeah, I guess they were.
Braveheart was a little earlier, wasn't it?
Patrick McGoohan was kind of annoyed after that. Yeah.
I sent you another Yarvin tweet. I think you're personally going to enjoy
it. So that was McIntyre or Yarvin?
That was Yarvin. And McIntyre was like glazing that.
So again.
Instead of freedom, pretend. I just yelled, breed stomp! It doesn't make any sense. It's just breed stomp instead of freedom. What else could we yell instead of freedom? If William Wallace. I don't know. It doesn't matter. It isn't.
So Yarvin is pretending that there's going to be like this massive legal operation done by the left.
Listen, if they can take InfoWars away from Alec Jones, you know, under color of law with a 1.5 quintillion judgment or whatever, they can certainly take away X from Elon. Like, he lost the lawsuit because he defamed and harassed those people. On top of that, he didn't respond to the suit. He didn't take it seriously, Eddie. It's like, stop pretending. You're being oppressed.
Under color of law, it was.
The code.
He fucking broke it. Like,
this is my favorite. If the Democrats win in 2026 and 2028, they can simply expand the Supreme Court. But I thought Biden was doing that. How come that didn't happen between 2020 and 2024?
It never does. These doomsday things never do. They never banned guns. The court
became more conservative. They never.
Or conservatives run. That's another institution that conservatives completely run. They have like a big. They have like a. They have a six to three majority, right?
They or a five to four so, majority. So they can expand the Supreme Court, meaning they'll win every important battle. They will win this one. Why wouldn't they? Then we return to the normal way of things.
Don't need to expand it to win those important battles. The abortion thing. Actually, in the end, didn't really matter. Like, that's the only real thing that they've done groundbreaking this. So since the Supreme Court has been that conservative, and in the end, it didn't really change much, or it didn't change anything the regime actually gives a shit about. It's another important thing to understand. They didn't really care about abortion. They're actually got to the point where, like, okay, yeah, sure, red states can have like quasi bans on it, where they only have like one clinic in the whole state, and it's not that important anymore. Yeah, I'm actually looking at Yarvin's Twitter now, and they're just all riffing on each other with this. So Bennett Phylactery, that guy is chiming in. He's like, they're gonna do it anyway. They're going to pack the court, bring in 100 million third worlders. Of course, the GOP is useless, but listen to this. Listen to this. Listen to this. This is the code.
But
I want them to have to prove it, meaning vote for them. Meaning vote, go out and be active.
I'm voting Democrat. Vote a straight Democrat ticket to own the Republicans. Honestly, I would rather see like a 50% drop off in turnout and no one votes Republican, but just vote Democrat. Fuck them. I think that's what Asmongold said. Asmongold said to just go vote a straight Democrat ticket to get rid of these.
So the neocons, the brief hold they had on that guy, like what happened? That he went off the reservation that fast? I don't know. It's like Asmongold, maybe you should worry more about like getting to, you know, voting for a tube of toothpaste than anything else, bro. Like vote for voting a dentist.
voting for like some Formula 409.
Yeah. At this point, I don't know that anything can fix it. You need to have a flashover in that Hubble with all your fucking hoarded trash and then just start over again and also get your teeth fixed. But, you know, that's one case where it's like you actually do need to do self-improvement before anything happens with you. Like, but again, people want to look at this weirdo in his fucking Hubble for some reason. I don't understand it, but yeah. Oh, my God. Dude, looking at this is so funny. Oh, here we go. Germany got Hitler because there were too many subjects about which Hitler spoke the truth.
Yeah, I saw this. Yeah.
Made a lot of Germans regard Hitler as an infallible genius. Hitler was a genius. All serious historians agree he was not infallible. Don't want Hitler. Don't let this happen again. But I do want Hitler.
Yeah, we want Hitler again. Like what does Curtis mean? What does a Jew like Curtis mean when he says Hitler is new? Like what did he speak the truth on?
Jews, he's amplifying Fuentes, who's doing the bit of like, and he's right. He's saying it's all performative until this Trump administration starts deporting all the Somalians. The rest of your complaining, ranting, and investigating doesn't mean shit.
And Nick Fuentes is like opposition to the Trump administration is performative until the next check clears, until he's given the next margin.
Go to therightstuff.biz/paywall for your subscription today.
Until he's astroturf for the next thing they need him to do. Remember, Nick Fuentes is the one in 2020. Go out and vote for Trump, otherwise blacks are going to come here and kill me. And that was part of why I didn't vote for Donald Trump in 2020. I was like, oh, good. Hopefully he'll lose and that'll happen. And where are my blacks that were supposed to kill Nick Fuentes? Why didn't that happen? I did not get what I voted for yet again.
Here we go.
So, American democracy always fails.
I should not really look at Yarvin's Twitter because all I want to do is comment. So.
Yarvin, he's Curtis Tarr, baby. It's like you're now you're engaging. Like he didn't write any of that down. Anything that he wrote with any measure of intellectual honesty. So when you waste like cycles like arguing with it, I guess it's can be.
I'm not arguing with it, but listen. Well, I guess I am sort of. But listen to this. This is relevant. Okay, so Musk tweets out. He says whether by design or not, replacement is an objective reality. So these people are letting. So now, like the mission has been accomplished. The Zionist guy is in office. He hasn't done anything for you. They have to kind of admit it. Does the demographics make that clear? Okay. Yeah. Yarvin says it is neither design nor accident. What?
That's it's more complicated than that, you know?
Stop trying to be fucked. Just shut. I swear to God with this guy. And then he says this.
Did he shed a few tears while he was typing this?
It's neither design nor accident, you know? Does crying on stage. I think he actually really does cry. He says, libs do think they're doing the right thing. They have a variety of ideas, some naive, some Machiavellian, or even Nietzschean, that tell them so. But these ideas evolved not to be reasonable, but just to feel powerful and often be powerful. Lib?
Wait. The Nietzschean lib? I love this. The Nietzschean lib.
Well, again, you could see that, like, or the Machiavellian like, lib like the or
last,
something like that. Yeah,
like the whatever. Last trans man or whatever.
Like last libtard.
Nietzsche's last trans man.
This is all meant to make you think this guy is super profound. But you can easily see this about the libs. When they have no power, they don't care. For example, libs do not care at all about China burning mountains of coal or stripping the seven seas of fish. This is because they have zero leverage over China. Take away all their power, every last scrap, as thoroughly as in Germany in 1945. They will not fight you. They will not even argue with you. They will tell you. They always agreed with you. They may be telling you the truth at a certain level. They are telling you. But again, what does any of this mean? None of this means
anything. It's just nothing. It's just empty prattle.
Yeah, it's just like,
it's Yarvin's usual like high word count and like low messages. Please don't, right. Please don't be mad at Jews. Please don't know us that yeah. he's Jewish. You know?
That's in the end is like to make it like the Jews are not the topic. Here.
Something entirely different and smarter than just knowing the Jews did everything is what's going on here. And,
right. No, because this, but the funny thing is like, this is actually no more smart than anything, but it's just like satisfying to some people. But yeah. But yeah, the libs, remember it was the libs that did this. The libs did the replacement. And it was, they did it for lib ideas, and it's because lib ideas have this thing about them and blah, blah. It's very funny because there is a neo-reactionary echo chamber about, the left. And it's not just talking about it, but like internally they have things that they discuss and that they dialogue to consensus on in their chats and in their blogs and their posts and such where they, I remember when like, some random like right-wing politician in Colombia was shot at like a public rally several months ago, maybe not so random, maybe important or not. I don't know anything about Colombia, but this guy got shot, right? And he must have had some kind of connection to like Milei and to the sort of like that nexus, you know, that sort of feel Trump, Milei, you know, Likud nexus going on. You know what I'm talking about? Like that, right. That thing that's going on, which Yarvin is also connected to.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe this guy had this Colombian right winger got shot. And, it was probably a political hit. And then they were like, they were fucking losing their shit over it. And like, you people don't understand the left. You don't get it. We've been trying to warn you for years. I'm like, bro, I don't give a fuck about that shit in Colombia. I don't give a fuck. And they would be like, see, you don't get it, man. You don't understand the left and how deep this shit goes, man. And I'd be like, I actually think it's funny that your guy got shot.
Yeah.
I think that's fucking funny. Honestly, if you want me to be, I think that's fucking hilarious.
I had a last Yarvin thing. Might want to look at for just a second here. He says, everyone in a hard party, member, officer, donor, delegates all their political power to the party. As a member, you vote the party's direction every election for which you're eligible. You do not need to pay attention to the names, platforms, ideas, etc. You're not even supposed to when you vote or otherwise act politically. You follow the party's directives. The result is you do far less political busy work than you were supposed to be doing as an informed citizen. And have far more political impact. All you do is install the app, give it notification privileges, and when there is an election, just do what it says. The voting game is military tool with ballots instead of bullets. So he's basically saying that in his dream world, you'll have like some sort of application where you just vote straight ticket right to
where that's how Jews election. Operate.
Yeah.
Exactly. Jews have apps that tell them what to do. That, and in a way, you know, and they do sort of instinctively. Now, they also, the only thing here is that, they also go along very much. They get involved in discourse and politics and doing that because, frankly, that's interesting. This is the one thing that it's sort of like, here's something I think. People want to pretend that, like, ordinary life is, like, more interesting than, like, political stuff and machinations and power games. It's not. It's not. Why do you think we spectate it and talk about it and discuss it? It's more interesting than just humdrum. Like,
it's interesting,
you know,
this premise here that he's working from, it is very Jewish because the content doesn't matter. It's just literally vote with our tribe. You got to vote aggressively with our tribe. Right. We have to stick together as a tribe. Doesn't matter what our ideas are, platforms, any of that stuff, or what pedophile we're running for office.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's complete fraud that it doesn't serve your interest in anyone.
And like in the abstract, this would be correct. But there's the fundamental assumption is the party operating in my interests?
No.
Well, he's telling you that doesn't even matter. He's telling you the ideas don't matter, so the party could be working against you, and you're still supposed to vote for it.
Well, that's the thing. Well, no, it's the opposite. The ideas matter, and the policies don't, is what you're telling me, because I see all kinds of tweets. I see all kinds of edits. I see all kinds of ideas from the right. I don't see any policies. The policies are usually nothing to do with those tweets and edits, and everyone likes the ideas, so fuck you.
Only question I have here is he speaking... in terms of he is recommending this, or is he just sort of, is he just like theorizing, like in theory, this kind of behavior? He's theory selling kind of, right? That's what it seems like.
This is how they want you to be. They want you to vote straight ticket, right? No matter what's going on. Right. And he has to come up with all these nightmare scenarios that will happen if you don't. All these people going to jail, the red states being traded sort of like Highland Scotch.
Here's another funny thing. It's sort of like, If here's how you could also phrase this in like a less intellectual way, which also makes it real like how dumb it is. If I had an army of drones that did whatever I said without question, I would have a lot of power. If I had a group of people that I could just send apps notifications to on an app, and they would just do what I said. I would have a lot of fucking power, wouldn't I? Isn't that? Well, that's fucking profound. That's a really profound insight. If you had a bunch of people who mindlessly just did what you said, yes, yeah, that would be pretty. You'd be a pretty powerful person, and just the group, or the group, said group with like drones that unthinkingly just carry out. Yeah, because you know what is sort of the best closest thing in the real world. So it's like an army. Soldiers don't get to have an opinion. They have to do what they do have opinions, but it doesn't matter. They just have to do what they're told, and then not doing what you're told, no matter what your fucking opinion. And this is the worst thing you can do, and you get kicked out for that. But hey, look, these are powerful institutions.
The last that was supposed to be about this was basically saying that Yorvin is operating sort of like he wants to be a hive queen of sorts.
Yeah,
which is amusing.
Yeah,
but it's. I think you could go a little further. It's just a Jew.
Is it Jew?
It's just a fucking Jew. Yes, it does come across as effeminate. He does sound like he just wants to be a queen, but he's a Jew. He just wants to do what he tells you to do, and he doesn't want you to question it. He wants you to just be, a drone.
And he's pretending like there's something really smart about it.
Yeah. Well, look how profound I am. What if everybody just did what I said and never questioned me?
Hey, guess what? Yeah, listen. I got it. I've been thinking a lot about pie. I've been a political theorist for like 30 years, and this is how I came up with. If there was a group that had a large amount of mindless drones just carried out orders without question, that group would be powerful.
Bro. Mind blown.
Yeah, it's like the what is that fucking what is that dumb show with like the all the weird skits where the guy's like,
oh, Tim and Eric.
Tim and Eric. Like, it's like, whoa. Yeah, I mean that's a funny thing about Molebug is like when you take away his like pseudo profound vocabulary, it's like the fake highfalutin way. It's actually dumb. It's just dumb. Also, their alarm bell ringing about like what is going to happen. Oh, it's God. Like yeah,
I wish
the things are going to happen, but the like there's going to be immigrants coming in. I don't know that they're going to bring in 100. They're not going to bring in 100 million.
They already did.
Like.
That's the nigga. It's like, nigga, they already did. They did that already.
They brought in 100 million over the course of like 70 years. They're not going to bring in 100 million like next year. That would actually collapse the country. But they're going to keep bringing them in. That's true. But this stuff about, but the other thing is like, you're saying the Republican Party is useless. So why would you care if these liberals like do these machinations to like permanently remove its power when you do you did everything you could to have it take over? All three major branches of government, and it still does nothing that you want. Now, it doesn't do nothing. This is important. The Republican Party does not do nothing when they're in power. They don't do anything that you want. They do plenty of shit. Mm-hmm. They go bomb Iran. They send lots of money to Israel. They do tax cut for big corporations. They deregulate the economy. They do all kinds of shit that doesn't help you or doesn't matter. Or actively hurts you, they do that. Okay. But they don't give you what you want.
You know who gives you what you want? Armreg.co.uk.
Yes, they give you what you want.
You have to pay for it, but they'll give you what you want. But you can pay slightly less by using the discount code TRS1 for 15% off. And you can follow them on Twitter.
You
get
what you want, 15% off.
Armreg_official. And you can buy a mug. They got mugs. Kodo mugs. Germar autograph mug. It's not an autograph. It's a printed signature.
I swear to God, I'm getting the Germar autograph mug, but I got this one here. I'm going to get the other ones. Get that. Now, what are they looking at here? What's the new thing?
I don't believe they have it. Debunking the bunkers of Auschwitz. That's a good
one. Okay. That's a good one because they have to explain why there's people being gassed before the gas chambers, so-called, were actually built, meaning the crematoria, but there were stories of people being gassed before, objectively, we know that the actual crematoria were built. So they had to explain that. So they came out. Yeah, they had these two houses in the Auschwitz.
Is that the
They're
red
not
house?
There anymore.
Is that the red,
red house? Red house and the White House.
Yes, red house and White House. I never understood where that fit into the narrative. Now I know.
Yeah, no, it's because they were making claims of mass gassings before the crematoria were ever built. So they had to come up with something. Yep, that's what that is. So,
there's.
I hope I didn't spoil it for you.
Yeah. So the red house. So armreg.co.uk. Yeah. You can use discount code TRS1 for 15% off. And with that,
we are interested in lunch.
I am very hungry. Oh, I love it. We're going to talk about that. That's some Sven Letter Media for after the break, I guess.
Oh, I forgot about Sven Letter Media.
Well, I don't know. I was going to talk about, I'm talking about faggots. How annoying they are and how they ruin everything. And how they ruin everything. How people use faggots to ruin things in different ways, depending on what they think is going to work out. So if I could just get one of these in here, I didn't do this. And oh, we have a Merchant Minute as well. So that's exciting.
Oh,
there's a Merchant Minute. It's been in my inbox since last night, I think. So we'll have that to go. We'll have that to do. And don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
You were listening to the Daily Sewer.